Blues take on the magnificent rampaging Collingwood Footy Club tomorrow at the MCG. And it's going to be a bit windy and a bit woolly over there on the weekend. What a weekend to get to the Preston Hotel out of that cold and watch the traditional rivals go at it. The Preston Hotel, a local where everybody knows your name. 635 High Street, Preston. And it's thanks to them that we speak to Jeremy Howe every single week at about this time. And he joins us again. Hello, mate. How are you going?
Good, Andy. How you going, mate?
Well, last week you were watching the how much further did you get into the whatever it was, the show, The Greatest Showman? How did you stick with it for much longer?
No, I gave it the flick straight away.
Right.
So I was hoping for a few requests on the way through, but I didn't manage to get any. So
they came through, but I got a bit sidetracked and didn't read them out. And now they've all gone, so I can't even give it to you now. Hey, we've interrupted a bit of suit fitting or something. What's this all about? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm actually out Preston way at the moment, just flicking about through a few suits and whatnot, just having a bit of a geezer. Got a wedding at the end of the year, so I thought about coming out and looking. What better way to head out to Wolf Canat?
Oh, you're going nice. Well, there you go. Nice work by you. Excellent. You actually, so sadly, from a Carlton supporter's perspective, you sound all right. You don't sound like you've got any sniffles. There's no kind of virus that's gone through the footy club in the last 24 hours that you need to report?
Not that I'm aware of. Everyone seems to be ticking along quite well, so... with any luck, we get through the weekend unscathed.
That's pretty I've got to say, that's really disappointing to hear.
Nah, we're good.
The old-timers, I sat next to Mark McClure last night, and the blokes of his vintage and generation, this was, for Carlton and Collingwood blokes of that era, this was, there was, without any shadow of a doubt, a special edge to this game, Jeremy. We know that life's changed and football's a different landscape these days, but do you, you blokes are flying and the other mob aren't, but do you still, is there any remnants of that kind of special edge that used to linger between Carlton and Collingwood games that you can still sense?
Well, I think the good thing about it is that regardless, like probably given even this season alone, so we're second and they're 16th or something like that, given that we play them, it's always a good build-up because, like you said, the rivalries of old and the stories of old, but it's always a massive contest. There's always a bit of beef throughout the game, no doubt. And look, they come off a performance that they weren't happy with last week, and we came off a performance that we felt like we did reasonably well. But in saying that, when the siren goes, it's nil all, and we know it's going to be fierce, especially the first 10-15, and going to be who settles first, I reckon, is going to get the good start.
And a couple of, important players go out for you this week, a couple of your gun midfielders, and, one of them will get back relatively quickly and Taylor will probably take a little bit of time. It looked like a pretty good rip that he gave himself. But you got a couple come back in. Chris Mayne is back. Tell us about Rupert Wills, Jeremy.
Well, yeah, Rupert's about a 6'3" inside mid, weighs about low 90 kilos, and he's just he's called the Bull, so he's one that you love playing with, hate training with, because he's been in almost the Oppo 18 when we're trying to prime ourselves during the week, and take down about 5 of 1. So he's obviously through opportunities, he's got his go this week, but you'll see him inside, plenty of tackles, struggling to get him down on the ground. So him and Cripps standing side by side, maybe Cripps might not make him look so small like he does everyone else.
It's a different generation now, isn't it? When you hear of the kind of dimensions of him and you stand alongside somebody like Patrick Cripps these days, you can't believe that these blokes are actual midfielders.
Well, it's hard to fathom them, even when you... especially at the start of the game and you're running down the other end and you're looking at Carlton's ruckman, whether it be Cruiser or Phillips, and then Cripps is standing beside him and he's almost just as big and he's running around playing inside mid. So it's phenomenal effort, especially, for them to be running all day as mids, and, they're getting bigger and stronger as the years go on. So they're potentially going to be too big by the time I'm done, but I'll be sure to be on the way out.
You got some years left in you. I was listening to an interview with the other bloke who comes in, Chris Mayne. I was listening to an interview with him when he was injured with the boys on one of the pre-games here on SEN, and he made no secret of the fact that he wants to be a senior coach at AFL level, and he's already starting to think about that and putting a whole lot of your kind of coaching profile together. Does he strike you as being that kind of, coach in waiting type?
He does, because he studies the game really closely, loves the ins and outs of it, loves the tactical side of it, and he's an educator. He likes to speak his mind and, his own respect. He reads it really well. So, you know, when he speaks, people listen. And he's doing some coaching in, I think it's under 18s or something at the moment. He's really enjoying that. You know, it's obviously a fulfilling role, and you can see, you know, the rewards that he said that he gets from doing that. It's obviously appealing to at a higher level as well. And good luck to him. I think, you know, he will, you know, if he wants to pursue it, he'll be great. With any luck, we just keep playing him and he keeps doing our role, his role for us for a little bit longer, and then we can shoot off when he's ready to coach.
Right, let's go to the other end of the spectrum at your footy club. Who's the least likely to go into the coaching ranks once their playing days are done?
Oh, he doesn't wear a very high number, so that should give it away.
Right.
Geordie to go here, would have thought.
So he's just a...
I think he avoids the coaches, so to become one, it's definitely not something that's going to be in his repertoire, that's for sure.
It's nice, though, isn't it? Look, everybody's got their, you know, the lines that they've got to play within and the, you know, the instructions that they've got to adhere to, but you do get the sense with some players, and DeGoey is one of those, and you're kind of one of these as well, that players are allowed to play on instinct still. You know, if you see the footy, you go for it. If you think you can beat your man, do the best you can. You know, like, take it on. If you think you can get away with it, there's still room, isn't there, in this really highly structured game for players to play on instinct?
There is. I think, you know, you're encouraged to be able to bring out your strengths, and clearly everyone provides different strengths on it. You know, you wouldn't, as much as you say, you wouldn't go rogue, but there's a genuine game plan that you stick by, but then that facilitates you being able to bring out your strengths. And we've got a few boys that are able to do that, some more than others, and some have got to keep it just to the basics. But blokes like Geordie and, you know, your Jamie Elliott's, blokes like that, they, you know, they're encouraged to do their thing, and we love seeing it. We encourage it. And it's, yeah, like you said, when the instinct comes out and you're playing on that, you're best footy, and that's what we encourage.
There's a bit of that also, just before I let you go, about Jaden Stevenson. Have you ever asked him what he's doing with that kind of pre-kick sort of ball hold routine thing that he's got, where he sort of twiddles it around on the ends of the footy? Do you know what's going on with that?
It's purely to keep his mind off actually kicking the goal, I think. So it's literally keep him in a relaxed state. He just fiddles around with the ball, and I think he weighs up plenty of options while he's still walking in. Well, that's what he tells us anyway. I'm pretty sure he's just looking at someone beyond the big six. But he's a talent, mate. And,
oh, is he what?
It's a bit of a strange routine, but it's whatever works. And they, like I said before, we encourage those kind of things. Whatever works to the individual, promote it. And, you know, as long as he gets it done, that's fine. So, he's one that you enjoy playing with, and he's an exciting talent.
Mate, get back to the suit fitting. Keep up the good work. The first quarter you churned out last week was as good a brand of footy as I think we've seen in 2019. Anywhere across the competition, it's pretty impressive stuff. Good luck tomorrow, and good luck for the rest of the year, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Jeremy Howe from the Pies. Preston Hotel, a local where everybody knows your name. 635 High Street, Preston.